your finances on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Good afternoon, folks. Nice to be back here again with you. Now, let's get a little housekeeping out of the way first. A question was brought up to me by a number of traders this past week who wanted to share some of the radio shows that we're doing here with their clients. And first of all, that made me feel really, really super cool and really happy that they felt what I am sharing is beneficial not only to them, but they wanted to share with their clients to help them grow their equity. So all I asked of them was, yes, you are welcome to share any of the links to the show, but I do require that you put a link back to my website, wherever you post it, and then let me know where you post it so I know, because then I can put your link to my link and so forth, back and forth, and so then it's reciprocal, and that's a win-win. So for any of you that have that question, yes, I'm happy to allow you to share anything that I am recording, this proprietary material, which is copyright protected, but let's just have a positive dialogue about it, and let's do reciprocal links, okay? Thank you. Okay, so that's the housekeeping. So what we're going to get started on here today is something that's come up recently, just in general. I'm going to bring up two points here. I'm sure a lot of you out there have heard of Eckhart Tolle and his book, The Power of One, and all his other materials. And when those materials first came out, it was along the lines of the New Age movement, meaning teaching people or helping people get in touch with their higher power, maybe through different venues or different approach or different perspective that maybe they hadn't thought of before. And that's really all that the New Age movement, in my opinion, was about. It wasn't about telling people not to go to church. It wasn't telling people not to believe in God or Jesus or angels or the saints. It was just allowing people to expand their perception of what their faith means to them so that they can become the most prosperous that they choose to be. So, you know, I have a little desk calendar on here, and it's from the Mutz Comics feature. I just love that comic feature, and I really like them, especially because they are very, the cartoonists are huge animal advocates, and they really are making a great difference in the world, something close to my heart. So today's quote by Eckhart Tolle states, "The past has no power over the present moment." And I read that, and I thought, that's a lovely sentiment. But it's not exactly true, because the past still has power over each present moment if we haven't de-energized and cleared out any limiting thoughts or beliefs we have about ourselves. So I know this is just a quote from his book or his materials, and I understand the meaning behind it. He teaches this as an empowering statement. So it's just like any affirmation that if you keep saying it enough, then you will begin to believe it. However, with that said, you can't believe any positive statement if you don't know what the underlying limiting and conflicting beliefs are. Because if you don't know what you're thinking and why, then you can't clean anything out. And as you know, my whole premise of what I do for traders is teaching traders to learn how to think and know what they think and why. Because if you don't know those three things, then you'll never know why you're reacting to market information. Okay? So I'm going to take this a little further. Along, right around the same time, there was the Australian movie in 2006 called The Secret. And that came out. And personally, I thought it was a pretty good movie because it really gave a lot of people permission to pray for success. That's my take on it. Okay, that's just like a general overall take on that movie. But even as, you know, Mark, my husband, Mark Douglas, and I were watching the movie, we were kind of looking at each other because even though it was designed to demonstrate the philosophy of new thought and the law of attraction, meaning the belief that everyone wants or needs is going to be satisfied by believing in an outcome and thinking about it and maintaining a positive attitude about it and praying on it, the bottom line was that every single person that was in this movie was immensely wealthy and had been for a long time. But not one of those people in the movie explained how they went from not being wealthy to being wealthy, except, as many of them said, you need to pray on it. Okay, now I'm overgeneralizing the movie here, but for a point. So, again, that movie had a really big impact on a lot of people at that time. And it did a heck of a lot of good. Okay, just like the Oprah Winfreys and the Dr. Phils and, you know, anybody else out there that is has a positive show. Okay? I mean, even myself, okay? I know I have helped thousands and thousands of traders become the best they can be. So anything that's positive that you subscribe to is fantastic as long as it works for you. But my point is, we can take certain statements from Eckhart Tolle or The Secret movie or What the Bleep movie or anything else. But if we don't subscribe to what they're stating or how they're stating it, then it really has no power in our lives. And I'm gonna take this one step further. So The Secret movie came out, it was a big hit all across the world, and ultimately, this movie is, the very own description of the movie on Wikipedia is, you know, the law of attraction. You attract what you want to yourself, right? So you had all these people, they're making mega bucks, you know, with the release of this movie and all this kind of stuff. Everything's going fine. And then a lot of the people that were in the movie, a lot of the people that gave testimony in the movie, well, they all filed lawsuits against each other over who owned the copyrights to the movie or certain materials. And it got really messy. And so the whole premise behind the movie was to bring awareness to people, bring a positive message to the public, started devolving into a legal mess. And it was really a shame. It was a shame, not just because of the lawsuits, but it was a shame because these very people that claimed they were wealthy because they prayed and they focused and they believed in what they were doing to achieve their goals was a complete lie. Because if they truly believed they were successful, they wouldn't care how much money the movie made because they were getting a percentage. If they truly believed that they were successful, they wouldn't have filed a lawsuit. Because a lawsuit implies you've lost something or you're owed something. What were they owed? How much more money did they need from the movie? And the fact that certain people wanted to own the copyrights so other people that were part of that movie could not use the movie meant they were hoarding. They wanted to hoard. And this belies their own statements about prosperity. So let's think about this, guys. If you want to stop information from getting out to the general public, because you want to own it and not have anyone else have any, you know, remuneration from it when you've already done a collective event. That's a contradiction to you believing in yourself, but most importantly, it's a contradiction to you believing in universal abundance. And that is the tragedy. That is the tragedy. It's really sad. They all got greedy instead of all just sharing the information and allowing it to spread and grow exponentially. Hold that thought. Okay, so again, anything I say here is not putting anyone down in any way, shape, or form. I give you these examples so you can start thinking at a deeper level as to what these outside influences may be saying to you. How do you interpret it? How do you use it forward to enhance your life in the way that you want to go? All right. So, I mean, here's another classic example of so in my opinion, a lot of the people in that movie who got into these legal entanglements, they really had lost touch with the truest sense of having faith and having a connection to their higher power or being connected to God in a way that they could or should be sharing with the general public. What they do in their private lives, just like for each one of us, is no one else's business. But if you're going to put yourself out there and claim that what you're saying works, then let it work. So another example, and then I'm going to move forward, but I'll never forget. I mean, I lived in Chicago for 25 years, long before Oprah came on the scene. And again, you know, she's done a lot of great work. But I'll never forget, she was on the cover of her own magazine, and she was standing in front of one of her many mansions, all right? And she had her arms out, and she was talking about mowing her lawn, or some joke, right? Something. And she, it was like acres and acres of green lawn, right? And I was like, okay, I don't think you're really in touch with the average person who may or may not even have a lawn, but be that as it may. So inside that magazine, she was talking about how to, you know, meditate and relax and all this kind of stuff. And what she stated was that, you know, you should get in the bathtub, you know, put in some essential oils or bubble baths or whatever, line the entire bathroom with candles and give yourself a good 4 hours to soak and meditate. And I have to tell you, folks, I'm reading this and I'm thinking, I get it, Oprah. You came from humble beginnings. You're a billionaire, but get in touch with reality here to your readers. You know, it's like, first of all, I don't know about you guys. I don't have 4 hours to soak in the tub. And number two, I'm not going to have 100 candles in the bathtub because first of all, I got to set them up. Then I got to take them down. You know, I just don't have that kind of time. That's just not the way real life is. Now, of course, she has the time because she has countless staff people setting up, cleaning up, cooking, cleaning, all that kind of stuff. And so this was right around the same time as The Secret movie. And again, I'm not putting anybody down, but what I'm trying to express here is that you cannot have unrealistic expectations based on these types of people telling you what to do when your lifestyle is not like theirs. Okay? It's just like traders. You cannot listen to anybody on the internet saying, oh, I'm taking $25,000 or $250,000 out of the markets every day and think, your $3,000 account is going to facilitate that for you. It doesn't work that way, guys. You have to start somewhere. All right? So this is what these shows are all about, is helping you understand it doesn't matter what humble beginnings you may have. It doesn't matter if you have a huge account to start. The bottom line is you have to have the correct mindset to achieve your goals. So, I mean, hey, I'm happy that Oprah is a billionaire. I'm happy that Dr. Phil is a millionaire, multimillionaire, whatever. I don't care, because I'm not them. I'm me. So what I have to do is extrapolate out of all the positive information out there and determine how that's going to work for me, if at all. So this is what I'm getting at. So the point here is, I'm sure we're all familiar with the cable show Hoarders, right? It's an intense show. And, you know, to the average person, at least myself, for sure, you know, it's quite unbelievable. I mean, I have a hard time thinking, how could anyone let themselves, you know, get to that level of disarray? But I was initially drawn to the show to try to understand what the thinking methodology was of these hoarders that ended up putting them in these drastic, you know, circumstances. And this goes back to the movie The Secret, and, you know, wealthy people saying, you know, soak in a tub for 4 hours, you know, Warren Buffett saying, yeah, buy low, sell high. You know, there's a disconnect. And we have to understand that these people may have some nuggets in there. They may have some sentences here and there that might work for us, but we can't expect to live like them or to invest like them immediately. Okay. But getting back to the hoarder show, is what we have to understand is that everyone hoards things. You know, whether it's several pairs of jeans you've convinced yourself you'll fit into again someday because right now they're too small, or maybe a broken lamp that was your grandmother's, or an old car that doesn't run and sits in your garage that's sentimental. We all keep things physically and emotionally that we feel are important. And these things that we keep is because they're a part of our identity. That's who we are. So it's necessary to point out that we all hoard to some degree, whether it's emotions or physical things. And this is how we create a mindset of being off. Now, off is a simple word, right? It's like a light switch. It's either on or it's off. And when we're off, well, just like the light's off, you can't see in the dark. So when we are in the mindset of off, then we can't create and we can't grow. So we hoard conflicting beliefs or less than positive experiences, but only hoard them in the compartments of our mind. And this is what I'm getting at. And this is why we can think that we're not and would never be, in the truest sense, a physical hoarder, because we don't see stuff lying around, you know, jumbled in our living spaces. But we feel it. We feel it in our heart. We feel it every time we get up in the morning to start trading. All that emotional or mental hoarding comes up to the surface, and then you try to control it. Now, those conflicting beliefs are invisible, and therefore we can convince ourselves it doesn't exist. But keep in mind, emotional or spiritual hoarding is no different than anyone who hoards physical items. Hoarding is hoarding. And the end result is the same. Lack of success, boom and bust cycles, lack of trading fulfillment. And the bottom line is because we have gotten so used to thinking that way, that is who we are. All right? So a lot of our emotional hoarding comes from feeling betrayed. And you could just feel betrayed from the markets. I can't tell you how many traders I work with. Well, the market did this to me and the market did that to me. Okay, well, you know, the market didn't do anything to anyone. The market is just the market. It doesn't care who you are. It doesn't care if you're Warren Buffett or you're Polity Webb. It doesn't care. It's a living, breathing entity unto itself, and you have to understand that, period. And you have to learn how to navigate that with your mind. And that's why we're here today. This is what we're talking about, okay? So think about, for a moment or two here, think about what you think you may be hoarding that is not positive. Think about what thoughts you think each morning before you start to trade. Are you begging and pleading to God that if you just make $100, you'll stop swearing? Are you wishing and hoping that you can follow your rules? Think about the promises that you keep making to yourself as a trader to achieve your financial goals that you aren't doing and you're not following through on. Now think about this.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on A Higher Power.
So, you know, if you can think about this, you know, what limiting beliefs you might have that are stopping you from becoming the best trader you can be. If you can make the decision to clean out your emotional or mental hoard, no matter what it may consist of, and it may have nothing to do with trading, it just may be trickling down into your trading results. And if you can decide and accept to realize that whatever limiting beliefs you have are no longer necessary for what you want to achieve today, then you can clean it out and throw any negative beliefs or experiences into the proverbial trash, because those experiences are limiting to you achieving your trading goals. Now, it's no different than, you know, like when I was growing up, my mother would say, oh, okay, spring cleaning, you know, fall cleaning. We did it twice a year. And we would go through all the closets and we would get rid of outdated clothes or clothes that didn't fit anymore. It's no different. It's just a simple process of identifying what you haven't used. Like the old, you know, the main thing is like when you're cleaning out your closets, they say, well, if you haven't worn it in a year, you're never going to wear it. And I never really believed that at first, because the moment I would donate stuff, damn, I needed that dress that I donated, okay? But it was, so I get it. Like, we all have those moments. But the point is, you have to identify what is holding you back. Because you will win consistently when you identify what is holding you back. You will see the benefit of no longer hanging on to, i.e. hoarding, any emotional or spiritually charged events that are not conducive to who you are today, who you want to become tomorrow. It really is that simple, guys. Okay? So what we're going to do now, next, is we're going to start developing a fear-free mindset. And this is not going to be done all today, but we're going to start on this, all right? So, because when we hoard any emotions or past events, we hoard them because we're fearful of who we are or who we might be without holding on to that. Because again, that has become who we are, Okay, so fear and emotional hoarding is just simply a lack of courage in any given moment in the past, and nothing to be ashamed or embarrassed or have a regret about. And again, this clearing out is a simple process, but one that most people don't know about, or if they do know about it, they just don't utilize. So what I've come up with is, most people want to be successful, but they find themselves fixated on what might have been or what should have been, especially in the markets. Now, we've all been there, even myself, which I've shared countless times. So, you know, don't do any negative self-talk about it. And there's also no reason to regret thinking about what might have been or what should have been, because again, that will only keep you where you're at right now, in a mindset of lack. And it won't allow you to move forward in your thoughts and actions to achieve your goals. So I've come up with what I call your personal encumbrance inventory, or your PEI index. And this is a process I created for my clients after reading the book by Norman Vincent Peale, A Guide to Confident Living. Mr. Peale, in my opinion, was one of the foremost leaders in positivity back then. And again, another leader in my estimation is Catherine Ponder. Although her work focuses on prosperity, both types of these materials are completely intertwined because both authors touch upon the simple principles of first feeling good about yourself right now and then applying that good feeling to achieving your goals. And in my work, this is what I accomplish for traders. Now, the purpose of your PEI is to find out just what limiting thoughts you may still be subscribing to. Okay? So let's say someone talked you out of moving to another state, citing family obligations, and where you live now may have terrible weather, and you yearn to be in that other state that has better weather, but you feel it's too late. Someone may have talked you out of a relationship because at the time you were too young. And you wondered to this day how it could have been, how you could have ever given up your first love. Someone may have talked you out of a job because they felt it didn't pay enough. Hey, I had an older sister who talked me out of 5 great jobs because she thought they would be boring for me and then pushed me into taking the lowest paying job when I was 20 years old. Ultimately, I mean, it did end up becoming my career because I took a job at one of the futures exchanges in Chicago. But the point is, at the time, I did not know that. So we all have experiences where we've been talked out of or talked into things. And so when we want to express ourselves in the purest form of creativity as traders to create our financial future and financial freedom, we don't necessarily have the tools, the mental tools, the spiritual tools to rely upon to create that. So what I want you to do here is I want you to write down the 5 most important, and in your mind, the least positive events that someone talked you out of or into that you're either embarrassed about or you have regret. Now, keep in mind, this list is just for your benefit. You do not have to, and I sincerely stress, do not share this with anyone. The purpose of this exercise is for you to decide what you want to do about the energy and the thoughts associated with these events. And if you want to choose to move forward with your life goals, you're going to have to accept to de-energize and unempower these events using exercises that we're going to go over forward. And the first part of these exercises is writing them down and getting them out of your brain. Meaning you don't have to examine these events. All you need to do is get a pad of paper, not write them in the computer, get a pad of paper, write them down, and get them out of your head. Because you will never be able to see what they are, how they transpired, and what you can do about de-energizing them and letting them go out of your life today if you don't write them down. And that leads you to stay in a scattered type of thinking, continuing to hoard and hang on to in a negatively charged mental atmosphere. In other words, you're off, O-F-F. So one of the most important concepts to succeeding as traders is to understand that you cannot wait for someone else to make you feel or be whole or complete financially. You are the only one who can make yourself feel 100% financially. And it's very simple to do. How, you may ask? And you're like, yeah, this lady's cracked. Well, you decide to. I'm sure you might be saying right now, well, that's easier said than done. And I will say right back to you that anyone says that, anyone that uses that phrase, that's a cop-out. It's a phrase that many people get used to stepping out of, stepping into their higher self, a new sense of purpose, a mindset of goal and a goal achievement. In other words, doing what needs to be done to achieve their goals. And it's also a phrase that anyone may use to keep themselves from being empowered and staying where they're comfortably at because they're fearful of never achieving what they truly want because they don't believe in themselves. So what I mean is when someone is so used to not getting their way or not having their goals manifest, they create a mindset of off, O-F-F. And that becomes their comfort zone. And very few traders ever leave that. So if you choose to believe that it's easy to do, then keep listening, my friends. Okay? So what we're going to do is I'm going to show you two simple tables to begin with. The first table will list your PEI, personal encumbrance inventory, with basic examples from anyone's life. And the second table will show how the average person can be made whole. So your average PEI table, you're going to make a list. And I'm just going to give you examples, right? You still feel you're owed, let's say, an apology from sister for breaking up your relationship with a boyfriend. You're still owed for a raise at work for years of hard work. You're still owed a happier childhood. You're still owed repayment of a loan to a friend. You're still owed a better grade from a teacher. You're still owed an explanation from a parent as to why they left you when you were young. You're still owed an apology from your adult child for being a delinquent over and over, and so forth. You make your own list. These are just examples. And what this example table is about is to show you how all these little or not so little events continue to grow in your mind because they have energy and it limits you in your quest to achieve your personal goals, whatever they may be, whether as a trader or as a parent or as a sibling, as a friend, or just as a human being. Because if you are still looking for redress in any category from any person or group or the markets, then you are not focused on the future. You are ensconced in the past. Now, if you begin to focus on what you want to do to redress all these old, outdated beliefs, then you break through the bonds of attachment to the past as God wants you to do. And then you unempower those events, which have no bearing on what you want to achieve today. And that is the miracle, guys. And this is what God wants for each one of us. He wants us to break through the cycle of not believing in ourselves. He wants us to think for ourselves. He gave us free will because he wants us to be as prosperous as we choose to be in any given moment. And it's never too late to be as prosperous as we want to be in any given moment. Okay, so again, guys, if you ever have questions about the examples I'm giving you, just send me an email and I can explain it further. But what we're primarily going over today is in one of my best-selling books, Success Without Fear. So I'm just literally taking the exercises out of the book. So you can always get that online or just, you know, drop me an email and I can explain it further. So again, so when you give yourself permission to be as prosperous as you have always dreamed of, you have to believe that that's what God wants for you. Now, there's lots of times when I talk about this in my workshops and traders will say, okay, you know, we didn't come here for religion. This is not religion, guys. These are facts. These are facts of faith. That's it. Fact of faith. If you don't believe that God doesn't want you to be prosperous, then you might as well hang it up right now. And that's a fact. And I'm busting your chops a little bit here, which is my mode of operation. But the point is, if you don't believe that God wants you to be as prosperous as you can be as a trader, if you don't believe that he's not sitting looking over your shoulder as you're putting on your trades, as you're trying to, you know, navigate the markets, and he's right there behind you trying to encourage you through your own thoughts, then what's the point of you trading? I mean, just go get a day job and just not worry about it. So my point here is that if you still feel that you're owed and you're hanging on to this emotional baggage, and we all do this, guys, remember, again, you know, including myself, okay? And the reason I brought this up today was because those quotes from the Eckhart Tolle and the Secret movie, you know, brought up some stuff in my life. So I'm sharing with you that we all have stuff that comes up from time to time and we just need to let it go. And it may never be resolved, okay? So let's just say you make your PEI table. And let's just say you've got the list on one side, and then on the other side, you've got how it was settled, okay? So I'm just going to give you some examples here. So let's say you were looking for an apology from a sister, a sibling. And was it ever settled? Never. Let's say you were looking for a raise at work and you finally got one 3 years later. Well, are you annoyed? Are you still hanging on to the fact that it took you 3 years? Maybe you're looking for a better relationship with your spouse. Well, you got divorced instead. A happier childhood. Maybe you figured out your parents would never apologize based on their own problems. And maybe you had a loan out to someone and you never got repaid, but you wrote it off on your tax return. So you have to ask yourself, what am I hanging on to that is stopping me from becoming the best trader I can be? Is it a big loss you had in the markets, or is it small losses that were repeated over weeks or months? I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think I shared before, I still have a challenge of letting go when I feel someone has slighted me for no particular reason. I'm human, okay? But the difference is, I'm going to immediately get out my pad of paper and write down how I'm feeling about that person and why I think that they're being a goofball, and then write down why I'm feeling that way. Because I'm going to do this so I am no longer comfortable allowing anyone to disrupt my mental perspective, my flow of prosperity. No one is going to interrupt my prosperity path and keep me from my trading goals. And the point is, each one of you traders should be uncomfortable about allowing any distraction to take you away from your financial goals as well. Now think about this, folks. You should be uncomfortable about allowing anyone or anything in the past or in the present from keeping you from being the best trader you can be. And if you can't do that, then you're going to have to ask yourself, why am I allowing anyone else to distract me from what I want to achieve? Now, you know, those reasons may be, it may just be one reason. It may be several reasons. I have a lot of traders that come to me and they say, well, you know, my father said I'd never amount to anything. Another trader came to me. He went through med school. He really hated it, but he did it because his parents wanted him to be a doctor. And he was a doctor for 12 years, and he hated being a doctor. And finally, he you know, got some courage and told his parents, I opened a trading account. I'm going to be a trader. And his parents never spoke to him again. So, you know, there's a lot of outside influences that keep us stuck in less than positive mindsets, okay? Because that's what we're accustomed to. That's what we're used to, because that's what society tells us. And you know, my underlying theme here is that you should be subscribing to what our Heavenly Father is guiding you toward. He's not telling you to watch social media. He's not telling you, when you're sitting there and the markets are boring, he's not telling you, oh, well, you know what? I'm just going to go check out YouTube, and oh, I'm going to check this Twitter, and I'm going to, you know, hang out on TikTok because nothing's going on in the market. He's not telling you that. You're telling yourself that. And as I have continued to teach for the last 20 some years, you cannot multitask as a trader. All that's doing is reinforcing your sense of failure. Now, you may not be a failure. You may have plenty of money. You may be trading, you know, and getting ready to, you know, leave a successful career. It doesn't matter, because you're not making it as a trader. So you have to ask yourself, why am I allowing any outside influences to distract me from my goals? Now, with that said, you may not have the tools. You may not have the foundation to start trading successfully. Do you have a business plan? Are you comfortable with your system? Do you believe in your rules? And these are, you know, how about your edge? Have you defined it? Have you refined it? Have you done the exercise in trading in the zone, which is multiple sets of 20 trade sets? We're talking like hundreds of trades for you to find out if your edge is working and you believe in your rules. So if you don't have that foundation, that's a little different, and you can contact me about that. But the bottom line is, guys, if you don't believe in a higher power within yourself to achieve your goals, then you can't achieve them. You have to believe in yourself. I know it's hard some days. There's days I wake up and I can't trade. That's it. And I don't, because I'm just not comfortable with myself. So I get it. But all I'm saying is, on those days that you are comfortable and you are 100%, then the sky's the limit. And the sky's always a limit to you, because God is there for you. Our Heavenly Father loves you. I wish you all the best this trading week. Talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening. Paula T. Webb, PhD, is author of the publication Success Without Fear, Independent Prosperity. You can reach the office of Paula T. Webb at 760-636-4290. Her website is paulatwebb.com. Also find Paula's publications at globalpublishinghouse.com.